Well, the government health care sites are up, but people aren't signing up. And, well, the costs, they just keep going up. Welcome, everyone. I'm Charles Payne in for Neil Cavuto. Twitter costs $360 million to run for 5 years. Facebook, well, they spent $600 million over 6 years, but healthcare.gov costs taxpayers at least $634 million before anyone even signed up. Once again, the government gets involved and things get a little pricey and a lot messy because the healthcare exchanges, well, these sites are riddled with glitches and they are costing us a fortune. But you know what? These folks actually predicted all of this. Washington Watcher Tina Corby and Reason's Nick Gillespie joined me now. Tina, I want to go to you first. I mean, this thing is an unmitigated nightmare from all sides. Can it get any worse and will it get better?
Unmitigated is exactly the word that I use. Saturday Night Live is mocking this website. As you pointed out, it costs so much more than all of these really effective sites. It costs 11 times more than Instagram and 7 times its initial estimate. But we shouldn't be surprised because the problems that plague healthcare.gov are the same problems that plague healthcare generally, a lack of price transparency and accountability. It's just easier to spend money when it's not your own.
You know, I got to tell you, Nick, here's the thing. You know, of course, we're so accustomed to the spin game, right? Right. So initially it was spun as a success. Hey, these things are down because there's just such an avalanche of traffic, a stampede to get on. But when you start to look at other sites, you know, out there that get millions of unique visitors all the time, it seemed like something of a disingenuous victory lap.
No, it totally was. And the idea of both Kathleen Sebelius and Barack Obama saying, like, hey, you know, even when Apple rolls out a new product, they got problems. Yeah. And it's like, you know, Apple's able to deal with hundreds of millions of people worldwide, and Apple.com is never down. It's you know, unfortunately, this is exactly what we expected. And we haven't even gotten into the real problems yet, because once you start looking at it, you know, the fact is the government and these agencies aren't even validating or verifying people's income statements and things like that. We're at the very beginning. We can't even get into, you know, create our accounts and pick our plans. Right. And then the real problem is going to start, because there's so much back-end work that needs to be done. You know, this is really awful, and it absolutely points to the idea that there should have been a delay. These guys had 3 years to come up with
this. 3 years to come up with it. It's overcost by 6 times what they said it would cost. But here's the thing, Nick, you talk about the real problems. Mm-hmm. For me, it's whether or not the public is taking the bait. Okay, listen, we passed this law. It's a monumental deal that's going to change this, change America for the better, transform the nation. Yet it seems like people who were actually able to get on these sites and navigate them, they're not taking a bait. They're not signing up for these programs.
Well, you know, we don't know, and Kathleen Sebelius has said,
Of the states we know, California is like 7,000 out of 600,000.
I mean, and they won't even release enrollment figures.
That's right. Well,
and, you know, it's so funny because, Tina, the company that actually put this together, I think it's called CGI Federal.
CGI.
Who are they? I mean, who vetted them?
It's a special
effects
firm, CGI.
Yeah.
You know, clearly.
No one's ever heard of this. And the problem's not confined to this website. And the federal government spends $80 billion on information technology. And face it, they're choosing companies that know how to get a government contract, not companies that know how to build websites.
Yeah, I mean, but again, is that even an American company? I'm baffled at this. We've got the best technology in the world. We couldn't outsource this to someone who knows how to do it. It just blows my mind.
But I'm even more bothered that we don't know the name of the person who hired CGI Federal. That bothers me, because the only oversight we have of the budget process is through elections, and we don't elect the bureaucrats who decide who to give the business to.
Yeah, Nick. You know, we've got other problems, too, you were alluding to. It's not even clear that people know they have to sign up, et cetera.
Right.
And again, we're dealing only with people who are interested in the marketplaces, because the real massive effects of Obamacare are really going to be felt on people who get their insurance through their employers in the forms of passed along increases in premiums and stuff. And I know I talked with my CFO, and he's like not sure where we're going to be in January, because for all sorts of reasons. So again, this is the tip of the iceberg, and this is a gigantic iceberg that could sink a million Titanics, and we haven't even gotten to the point where we know what the hell is going on.
Nick, you're you know, you understand politics better than most people, and that might be an understatement.
That's why I cry a lot.
Is there any chance that the administration would say, you know what, there are just too many problems with this? Does ego stand, you know, pride and ego stand in front of just logical common sense?
Yeah, I mean, I think that there's no chance of that happening, and it's partly, and this is where I think the Republicans did a miscalculation. Right. Had they kind of softballed the Obamacare question, and after, by 10 o'clock on October 1st, 10 o'clock in the morning, they probably could have said, like, hey, why don't we just do a delay for a year? And I think the Obama administration and Senate Democrats might have leapt at that. But at this point, no way, we're going down with this ship.
Going down with the ship, Tina. So where do you see this thing going from here?
I don't know, but I think the fact that in February people are going to be taxed if they haven't purchased insurance is really going to add insult to injury. And I think it's still worth bearing, repeating that Obamacare is still really, really unpopular. Just 3 in 10 Americans even said they think the federal government should be able to tell us to purchase health insurance or face a fine. And that was this week in October of 2013.
It'll be even lower. And, the one thing that is good, though, is to remember when people say, hey, look, we passed this law in 2010. It's the law. We can't change it. That's actually not true. This is not settled law.
Well, plus this law has been amended already.
That's
right. The White House has amended the law.
Absolutely, yeah. Unilaterally.
Right.
And, whether the Republicans, retake, more seats in 2014, there's every reason to believe that this will be scaled back into something that is not an unmitigated disaster.
And let's face it, Tina, I mean, there's probably no chance that this is going to be a great rally cry for Republicans coming to midterm elections. There's no doubt about it. Perhaps they did play their hand wrong. I would have gone with asking for a delay of the individual mandate as first and foremost, rather than having that in my back pocket. So how do you see the Republicans handling this? Because so far, for the last couple of weeks, it seems like they fumbled a lot of easy layups.
Yeah, they've kind of been backing off of the Obamacare, but Speaker Boehner had a great line, I think it was yesterday, when he just said, how are we going to tax people for failing to buy a product from a website that doesn't work? So I do think you're right that it gives them some talking points if they want to use them.
Mm-hmm. And the savvier thing, too, is that people who are in the know, I mean, who's going to trust their data on a government website that is this bad already? And then we know that the NSA let somebody like Edward Snowden, who was basically like cleaning out wastebaskets, walk off with like the most sensitive data in the world. There's security issues here that we can't even begin to talk about yet because the site's not working.
Security, confidence, trust, it's littered with all of it. You guys knew it was going to happen. It's happened. So, unfortunately, we'll have you back again to update us on this because this disaster is not going away. Nick and Tina, thanks a lot. Appreciate it. Hey, a rally on Wall Street because folks are excited about possible progress in Washington. But, what's going on in New York City could turn things around because the mayoral frontrunner wants to slap Wall Street down. Meet the guy who's trying to stop him.